WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly sunny, 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly sunny skies today with a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In the news this hour, the parents of student wrestlers who were sexually abused by other wrestlers with the Nottoway Valley School District in late 2011 are suing the district, demanding it enforce state anti-bullying and anti-harassment laws and school policies that are already in place. According to KCCI-TV, the attorney for the plaintiffs said incidents of assault, harassment, and bullying have continued since the original matter was brought to his attention, but none of the original victims has encountered such incidents. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages from the school district. Allegations of sexual assault were revealed in late 2011 involving members of the high school wrestling team. The victims were also members of the team. One of them was allegedly sodomized with a jump rope handle. Two students, one of whom was 18 at the time, the other 17, were formally charged with second-degree sexual assault in January of 2012. Both pled guilty to lesser assault and harassment charges in August of last year and were sentenced to 90 days in jail. News time is 8:01.
You're home most of the time just watching television, and you don't have any problems hearing the TV, so you don't need to have your hearing tested.
At family functions, everyone pretty much leaves you alone anyway, so you don't need a hearing evaluation.
At the doctor's office, your wife asks all the questions, and she'll help you get all the medications right once you get home. You don't need to hear everything the doctor says.
When everyone at coffee is laughing and having a good time telling jokes, it doesn't bother you. You just laugh along with them so they don't think you didn't get it. The fact that you missed the punchline is okay. You don't like dumb jokes anyway, and you definitely don't need to get your hearing evaluated.
During your last performance evaluation, you didn't get the raise you expected. Your boss says he's tired of repeating instructions, and if things don't improve, your job might be in jeopardy. Maybe it is time to get your hearing checked.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. If you're tired of missing out on quality time with your family, of missing the punchlines with your friends, and maybe even falling behind at work, there is hope. Take control of your life. Call today for a hearing evaluation. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
Authorities in Montgomery County say a teenager suffered minor head and arm injuries during an accident that took place just before 2 p.m. Thursday. The accident happened in the 100 block of North 5th Avenue. Officials said a 2000 Chevy Suburban driven by 38-year-old Melinda Walker of Villisca was pulling out of a driveway and heading north. As the SUV left the roadway and continued north, 17-year-old Gypsy Walker, also of Villisca, ran and jumped onto the trailer hitch of the vehicle. The teen fell off and hit her head and arms on the road. The vehicle being driven by Melinda Walker left the scene. Gypsy Walker was taken by Villisca Rescue to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment of her injuries, which officials said again appeared to have been minor. Charges are pending completion of the accident investigation. The Iowa State Patrol says a man from Stewart died from injuries suffered during a motorcycle crash in Guthrie County. A 1980 Yamaha motorcycle driven by 53-year-old Alan Whitecotton of Stewart was found Thursday morning in the ditch south along White Pole Road, or Highway 6, just east of 345th Trail. The Guthrie County Medical Examiner pronounced Whitecotton dead at the scene. Officials said it's not clear when the accident occurred, but the man was last seen at around 5 p.m. Monday. The accident remained under investigation. A man from Stanton escaped injury after the car he was driving smashed into the Casey's General Store in Essex Thursday morning. According to the Shenandoah Police Department, which covered the scene, just before 11 a.m., 82-year-old Homer Hammers of Stanton was pulling into a parking slot in front of the store when he accidentally stepped on the gas instead of the brake. His car crashed through the front entrance of the convenience store. In his report, the investigating officer recommended Hammers' driving skills and knowledge be reevaluated in order for him to retain his driving privileges. Police in Red Oak report a Stanton man was arrested this morning on numerous charges following a traffic stop for speeding. 22-year-old David Joseph Byers was pulled over a little after 4 a.m. A check of his driver's license indicated it had been suspended. In addition, Byers' vehicle had license plate that did not belong to it. A further investigation revealed the vehicle's registration was expired. Byers was charged with driving while suspended, operating without a registration, improper use of registration, and speeding. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $566 bond. The Red Oak PD reports also the arrest Thursday night of 37-year-old Rachel Charisse Kathleen Haddon from Red Oak. Haddon was taken into custody on a warrant for fifth-degree theft. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $500 cash bond. And 40-year-old Tom Oren Murphy of Essex was arrested Thursday in Red Oak for driving while suspended and having no insurance. Murphy was being held on $1,132 bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office also reports the arrest on Thursday night of a man on alcohol-related charges. 45-year-old Ronald Lee Borum of Villisca was arrested around 10:15 p.m. on a charge of public intoxication following an incident in a 300 block of East 5th Street in Villisca. Borum was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. A school leader in southwest Iowa says he made a poor mistake over the weekend when he was ticketed for having an open container of alcohol in the car he was driving. Lenox School Superintendent David Henricks says he's sorry for embarrassing the school district and his family and takes full responsibility for the incident.
I did receive a open container ticket. I informed the board as soon as I got back from being issued that ticket. Was not arrested, no OWI. We will have a discussion about the situation in full detail at the August 19th board meeting.
The incident happened Saturday night as there was a flurry of police activity in the Taylor County town, which included a serious domestic abuse situation, a drug bust, and the discovery of a body in a cornfield. Now, there were rumors a school staff member might have been involved in the incident, which was evidently not the case. Still, Hendricks says he agreed to drive that particular employee to the area where the body was found.
I absolutely made a poor mistake. I have no excuses. But I also was very concerned about all these other rumors that would be going around, and that's why I try to be very proactive by contacting the board immediately, and I've been telling staff members as soon as I see them at school, that's where we are.
Henricks has served the Lenox School District first as principal and then as superintendent for the past 15 years. A former Sioux City High School teacher has been given probation and a suspended prison sentence for stealing band instruments. 40-year-old Kevin Massey of Sergeant Bluff was sentenced Thursday to 3 years probation and 5 years in prison suspended. He's pleaded guilty to theft after prosecutors lowered the charge. Massey has resigned from his job as band director at the North High School and has paid $5,000 to the school district for the instruments. He still must make restitution totaling more than $13,000 to three pawn shops. Massey said he intended to buy back the instruments, which he took to get money for his gambling debts. A traffic stop Thursday morning in Lenox led to the arrest of a central Iowa man. Lenox police pulled over a vehicle driving erratically on Brooks Avenue at around 12:30 a.m. When the officer approached the vehicle, he could smell a strong odor of marijuana coming from inside. A subsequent search of the vehicle located drug paraphernalia and marijuana. The driver, 22-year-old Trevor John Wabenga of Dexter, was arrested for possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. He was brought to the Taylor County Sheriff's Office for processing, and his vehicle was impounded. Authorities in Montgomery County say they're investigating the theft of solar-powered yard lights. A resident in Villisca called the sheriff's office Thursday morning to report 11 solar yard lights, valued at about $50, were stolen from the residents in the 600 block of East 4th Street. The theft had occurred sometime between the hours of 10 p.m. Wednesday and 7 a.m. Thursday. Anyone having information about the crime is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-423-1001. Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that three people had been arrested recently. Among them was 25-year-old Scott Eugene Jacobson of Council Bluffs, who was arrested Thursday at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a warrant for burglary in the third degree. Jacobson's bond was set at $5,000. 18-year-old Dominic James Schlupp of Hastings was also arrested Thursday at the Pott County Jail on a Mills County warrant for failure to appear on a driving while revoked charge. Schlupp's bond was set at $2,000. And 35-year-old Maria T. Godendra Hurst of Omaha was arrested on a warrant for OWI first offense Thursday. Godendra Hurst was being held in the Mills County Jail on $1,000 bond. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Americans are being told not to travel to Pakistan and non-essential U.S. Embassy employees are being evacuated out of that country. U.S. officials say they're concerned about local and foreign terror groups harming Americans. Meanwhile, gunmen targeting a former provincial minister have shot to death 6 people and wounded 15 in Quetta. The region is home to Islamic militants and separatists. Talks between U.S. and Russian foreign and defense chiefs are expected to be chilly today in Washington after the U.S. canceled next month's summit between President Obama and his Russian counterpart. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice told CBS's This Morning program that Obama was right to cancel the summit after what she calls Russia's slap in the face in granting asylum to American espionage suspect Edward Snowden. 16 workers at a county garage in Ocean County, New Jersey, will be splitting a third of Wednesday night's $448 million Powerball jackpot. Their boss told the press of Atlantic City that the 16 are the ones who bought the winning ticket at a supermarket in Little Egg Harbor. But he said they still showed up for work yesterday. A lucky ticket holder in Minnesota also came forward yesterday. The third winning ticket bought in New Jersey hasn't yet been presented to lottery officials. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
Listen carefully and think what your life would be like if you were constantly faced with
embarrassment, fatigue, irritability, tension and stress, anger, avoidance of social activities, depression,
negativism, danger to personal safety, reduced general health, loneliness, social isolation.
Impaired memory, less adaptability to learning new tasks, paranoia, reduced coping skills, and reduced overall psychological health.
So what is it? Heart disease, cancer, or some other serious illness? For many of these diseases, the prognosis may be terminal, but the symptoms you just heard are actually linked to hearing loss. And for that, there is hope, whether the loss is mild or profound. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. Hearing loss doesn't have to be a source of embarrassment or depression or any of the other symptoms you just heard. You can avoid many, if not all of them, by treating your hearing loss with hearing aids. Today's hearing aids offer technology that has given back what so many patients thought they'd lost for good. And it starts with an evaluation. Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
In the funeral announcements, Dale Hendrickson, age 84, of Audubon, died August the 1st at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Dale Hendrickson will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Hockenberry, England Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Ed Whitaker, age 85, of Atlantic, a longtime resident of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Ed Whitaker will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bob Gaffney, age 58, of Manning, has died. A massive Christian burial service for Bob Gaffney will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Delmer Conrad, age 67, of Fullerton, Colorado, or California, that is, died July the 11th. Graveside services for Delmer Conrad will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Donis Arbach, age 77, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Donis Arbach will be held on Sunday at 1:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Del Neary, age 88, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Allen House. Funeral services for Del Neary will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Monday at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Now, that is a change from an earlier announcement in the time for services. Again, that's at 11 a.m. Monday at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements for Del Neary. Marilyn Stover, age 77, of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Marilyn Stover will be Monday at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Mardell Hansen, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Mardell Hansen will be on Monday at 3 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. James Highland, Jr., age 91, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. A funeral mass for James Highland, Jr. will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Creighton University Retreat Center in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Henry Baudler, age 77, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Henry Baudler are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.